recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight from our good friend, Father John Henderson. He is the pastor at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard.
Now, I want everyone to be honest. By the way, I'm not asking you to raise your hand at this question, but I want you to really be honest about it and look into your heart. How many of you spend quality time in prayer every single day? Quality time with the Lord. For some people, it's once a week when they come to church. For others, it might be 10, 15 minutes a day in private prayer, opening one's heart to the Lord. What is it for you? There might be some sin, I don't really pray like I should. Today, my friends, we gather to reflect deeply on prayer, not just as a practice or a duty, but as the heartbeat of our relationship with God. Jesus himself gave this prayer as a gift to his disciples. It's a prayer that reveals God's heart. It invites us, all of us, into intimacy with him and encourages us to persevere in prayer with boldness and trust. Lord, teach us to pray. It's not teach us to preach or teach us to heal, but teach us to pray. The disciples made this request after seeing Jesus at prayer, revealing something important. They saw that prayer was at the heart of who Jesus was. And so they wanted that same connection. They wanted that same peace, that same closeness to the Father. There are three areas that I feel Jesus is teaching us today about prayer. That is, it is personal, it is persistent, and it is communal. I want you to notice that Jesus begins with Father. Father. Abba. This is revolutionary. You know, in Jesus' time, people often approached God with a sense of distance, using titles like Lord of Hosts, King of the Universe, which emphasized God's power and holiness. Now, these titles are true, by the way. They're true. But Jesus shows us something that's deeper. God desires a personal, intimate relationship with us. And so Jesus draws us into his own intimate relationship with God. And this is not a business transaction. This is family. You know, that psalm that was so beautifully sung today, Psalm 138, echoes this intimacy. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart because of your kindness and your truth. God is not far off. He listens, he sees, he walks with us amid distress, as the psalm says. Prayer is not about saying the right words. It's about bringing my whole self, my struggles, my sins, my joys, my gratitude into communion with the Father who loves me, who loves you so very much. So the first challenge is this: to keep your prayer personal and not just a routine. By the way, there's a difference between routine and ritual. Like, hopefully we all say our morning and evening prayers, or even the Mass. It can actually form us and carry us, especially when we are dry or distracted. The danger is when ritual becomes only a routine, mindless, rushed, or divorced from the heart. Let the routine lead to the personal. Think of it like this: brushing your teeth. For me, every day. Habitual, yes, but necessary and meaningful when done with care and concern. Prayer is the same. We need rhythm and consistency, but always anchored in real relationship. Now then Jesus tells a parable about a man knocking on a friend's door at midnight, asking for bread. It's uncomfortable. It's awkward. But the man does not stop knocking. That's the second lesson, persistence. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. I want you to notice the verbs. They're active, they're ongoing. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Sometimes we treat prayer like it's a vending machine. You put in a prayer, get a blessing out. But Jesus is clear. Prayer is a process. It's a slow unfolding of trust. God may not give us what we want when we want it, but he will always give us what we need. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? That's the ultimate gift. Not just things, but God himself. Now, there are those who misunderstand persistence in prayer as just saying more words faster or repeating the same request louder or longer, hoping to wear God down. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus warns us not to babble on like the pagans who thought they'd be heard for their many words. When Jesus tells us to ask, seek, knock, he's not saying, repeat your prayers until you get what you want. He's inviting us to remain engaged with the Father. Even when the answer is slow, the silence is long, the situation seems unchanged. If you notice in that first reading today, Abraham, that's persistence, trying to discover God's ways in all of what was going on. Persistence is not about pressuring God. Think of it like this. In human relationships, persistence isn't nagging. It's faithfulness. You keep showing up, not because the other person isn't listening, but because the relationship matters. In prayer, persistence means you're trusting God enough to stay at his door. Not for a handout, but because you believe that God is still good, even if God is quiet. Persistence isn't about the number of prayers. It's about the depth of trust. Sometimes the most persistent prayer is just, Lord, I'm still here. And sometimes that's all we need to say. And finally, prayer is communal. You know, Jesus doesn't say, when you pray, say, my Father. When he says, our Father, we say that prayer every day at Mass, every day, our Father. This isn't just about you and God. It's about us and God. Prayer opens us not only to the Lord, but to one another. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we're asking for everyone to be fed. We see the hunger that is happening in our world today. We pray for people to be fed, not only with physical nourishment, but with God's word. When we say, forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, we're admitting that we all need mercy and that we are all bound together in grace. Psalm 138 again says, in the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. Prayer is never isolated. Even when we pray alone, we're joined to the great communion of saints and sinners. When I was praying this morning, I was praying with all of you, even if you didn't know it, lifting up the world to God. So my friends, there is so much more to say about prayer. But know this, if you're struggling to pray, good. That means you're in good company. Even the disciples had to ask for help. But let's take Jesus at his word. Come to God as a beloved child. The best relationship that a child has with his father is when he can go to him and tell him anything and not be afraid of how he's going to think or how he's going to act with me. Pray with bold persistence, even when answers don't come fast. Pray not only for yourself, but with and for the whole body of Christ. And if all you can say is, Lord, I don't know what to say, then you're already praying. You know, one of my favorite sayings, St. Augustine said in one of his sermons, number 169:13, God created us without us, but he did not will to save us without us. And this captures the principle that we depend entirely on God's grace, yet we must actively cooperate with him in our lives. And so I pray that we carry that spirit in our hearts, knowing that the Father always listens and always delights in our prayers.
And that is another fantastic homily from Father John Henderson. He is the pastor at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard.